how be we speak among them that are mature. The reason for failure is the lack of wisdom. For favor to be sustained, wisdom is required. They are won by divine wisdom. And I'm ahead of his word. No man can operate by the wisdom of God and his goodness. It's not possible.
You are welcome to Wisdom Series with Dr. Harry Amelwell.
We started our wisdom series in the first service. Amen. Amen. Honestly, I consider this, if not the greatest series I've ever taken seriously. You know, while I was preparing for this, I was rejoicing in the spirit. I was happy because I know exactly what it's going to do to us. I wanted to pay attention. Amen. I wanted to pay attention to what the Spirit of God will be sharing with us in these few weeks. Amen. Throughout the month of July, we have two Sundays left, this Sunday and the other two Sundays left. Hallelujah. We'll be sharing on the wisdom of God and how to walk in that wisdom for mighty works. How to walk in that wisdom to get great and mighty things done. I said it, I began to say from Tuesday that the reason for frustration is the lack of knowledge, right? That was on Tuesday. And in the first service, I said that the reason for failure is the lack of wisdom. The reason for failure and frustration is the lack of wisdom. Are you guys with me? Are you here? Do you have your Bibles here? All right, I know you're already seated, but just lift it up. Let's declare that glorious confession that opens our heart to God's word. Lift them up. Soft copies, hard copies, liquid copies, all copies. Amen. Don't have spiritual copies, so our eyes should see it. Say, this is my Bible. Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe that your word will come to me today in a special way to renew my mind, to transform my life. In the name of Jesus, my heart is open. My mind is alert to receive something special from your word this morning. And my eyes are open to behold wondrous things from your word. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I'm upgraded after this meeting. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Say amen to that.
Amen.
I believe strongly that as I share this word, questions will be answered. Amen. Some of you are wondering, what do I do next? How do I move? I know this thing should have happened by now, but it hasn't happened yet. What is happening? Answers are coming to you in this service. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It is around his word we have gathered. Never forget that. In the first service, I told you that his blood is my qualification. His name is my authority. His word is my weapon. I want you to say that again. His blood is my qualification. His name is my authority. His word is victory. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Amen and amen and amen. We started our discussion from Mark chapter 6. We'll just go further from where we stopped in first service. We're not repeating the sermon. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. The Bible says from thence he came to his home country, from verse 1. Alright, it says when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. This is just a digression. But do you notice that if you read Luke chapter 4, I believe from verse 18, the Bible says Jesus returned the power of the Spirit, right? Unto Galilee, the power of the Spirit. And then on the Sabbath day, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue. You remember that? In St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 4. I want to note something, God's people. It says, as his custom was. So, grace people have customs. Oh, come on now. Grace doesn't mean you don't have customs. Jesus was grace in person. The Bible says the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So, Jesus is the embodiment of grace, but he had customs. And one of his customs was he went to church. Oh, can I get an amen? Every Sabbath day, he went to the synagogue. Is there? Is it as his custom? I don't know why we have Christians today that don't want to go to church. or they feel going to church is doing the pastor a favor, or doing the person that invited them a favor. Listen, as a Christian, except you're not born again, and I'll pray with you if you're not born again after this service, and then you come into the fold. Listen, as a Christian, you should have a church. You should have a pastor. And not family church. You say, we are NKSD. We are cooking. We are Equa. We are, what's our father's church called? UAC. We are, this is what we are born into. Amen. You will soon die from sentiment. Listen, you don't go to church because your parents gave birth to you there. You go to church because there's a connection. Because God planted you there. Is somebody following me? A few years ago, I shared with some of you that were here about Jonathan and about the power, the negative impact of sentiments. Jonathan prophesied by the Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Jonathan. If not by the Spirit, no man speaks like that. He told David, he said, you will be king. Listen, Jonathan was the prince. He was the son of Saul. You remember him now? Jonathan. So, who was going to be king after Saul was dead? Naturally, Jonathan. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jonathan, and by prophecy, he said, David, you will be king and I'll be next to you. Oh boy, that was by the Spirit. That was by the Spirit. No human being talks like that naturally. He says, David, the Bible says his soul was knit to David. He says, David. David was his in-law. David got married, later got married to his sister. He said, David, you'll be king and I'll be next to you by the Spirit. But what happened? David became king, true or false? Was Jonathan by his side? How did Jonathan die? Who knows? Eh? By his father's side. Can you see sentiment? Can you connect the dots? What was he doing with his father? God spoke. The first part of your prophecy was fulfilled. The second part was fulfilled. Was it God's fault? No. Simple scriptural reason. What was he doing with this? He died because he was in the wrong place. Simple. Why sentiments? He is my father now. He's still king. I need to follow him to battle. Eh? You know, this is our family church. We were born here and all that. Even when you know in your hearts that you are not growing, nothing is happening to you. Rather, you are becoming more carnal. But sentiments. Ask Jonathan. You know when I knew this? Long ago. I stopped following, going to my father's church as a teenager. As a teenager. Praise God. And thank God I made that decision. You know, in retrospect, I'm wondering what would have happened to me if I was going to that church. Thank God for them. Thank God for what they are doing in the towns and in the villages. Amen. But I thank God I left them. I'm serious. And some of you can identify what I'm saying. I hate it when young people are sentimental to their detriment. I don't like it. Glory to God. Please, can somebody remind me how I got into this? As his custom was, there was a digression. So Jesus went to church. Amen. Amen. As his custom was. Back to where we were. And he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? So the people connected the results that Jesus had with the workings of wisdom on his inside. So we said divine wisdom must produce results on the outside. And we also say that we're not talking about human wisdom here. We're talking about the wisdom of God, divine intelligence at work in a human person. It is not human aptitude, human cleverness. I said, oh, that guy is very clever. That's not the wisdom we're talking about. We're talking about the wisdom of God that operates in a person and that operates a person. Somebody got that. Now, I mean, listen, this wisdom is operating you. You get to the realm of it, it works you. Maybe you forgot the example I gave about Daniel. How could Daniel, a Jewish boy who was in exile in Babylon,
become the head of the magicians, the astrologers, the sorcerers. And a little background, when the Bible talks about wise men of the East, the Bible says three wise men came to see Jesus. How many remember that? And brought gifts. The Bible says wise men from the East came to see Jesus. In Bible study, there were two, three wise men. It's a wise man from the East. Glory to God. Now, what were you thinking? We're thinking of some university professors. Old men with YBS who had scholastic erudition. Who went to school. Is that what you're thinking? Go and read it again. It's talking about magicians, astrologers. Let me ask you a simple question. How did they know that the king was born? They were reading stars. Those are not university professors. They read stars to see the destinies of people. Are you following me? So don't think of some university professors. Wise men, he's talking about magi's, magicians, astrologers. So when the Bible talks about wisdom in those days, it was something that was produced by the Spirit. Produced by the Spirit. This is why the king could have a dream and says, I will not tell you the meaning. Tell me the dream and the meaning, or I'll kill all of you. Do you tell a normal university lecturer to do that? He is not equipped. He doesn't have the equipment, Calabaya. He doesn't have the spiritual training. He doesn't have the tools for such things. Am I talking to someone? You know, I'm introducing to wisdom. Wisdom is not head cleverness. Wisdom is not being smart in school. Wisdom is not being smart in school. No. That is just a child of wisdom. But wisdom is of the Spirit. So Daniel is made the head over astrologers, magicians, sorcerers. How? Those guys were aided by Spirit, true or false? Is there any astrologer, any magician who is not aided by Spirit? No, it's not possible. They were enhanced by spirit beings, demons. So, how could someone who was natural, who was using his brain, be ahead of him? It's not possible. That is why it was said of Daniel. He said, there is a man in your kingdom in whom dwelleth the spirit of the gods. He is full of wisdom and understanding dwells with him. So, the result, the reason for his wisdom was that the spirits of the holy gods dwelt in him. Is somebody following? The spirit of the holy gods dwelt in him. I'm bringing your attention to the spirituality of wisdom. The spirit of the holy gods dwelt in Daniel. I know there are Daniels in our generation. Listen, we are in the generation of Josephs and Daniels. I say that again by the Spirit. We are in the generation for the manifestations of Josephs and Daniels. We have seen people walk in the anointing on the pulpits, heal the sick, raise wheelchairs, and we'll see more of that. But listen, brothers and sisters, we are in the generation for the unveiling of Josephs and Daniels. Who are the Josephs? The anointing is on their head, but it's for the palace. Oh, somebody did not hear that. Somebody did not hear that. The anointing is upon them, but they are to sit with kings and make decisions for nations. I know there are Josephs here. The anointing is upon them, the blessing is upon them, but it's not for pulpits. It's to be fathers to Pharaoh. When the Pharaohs of this world cannot make decisions without you, they know their answers. The answer for the salvation of their land is in your mouth. Oh, is somebody here? The unveiling of Pharaohs, that's right. The unveiling of the Josephs and the Daniels. You know what Joseph, you remember what Joseph told Pharaoh? He said, Pharaoh, the Lord shall give you an answer of peace. And that answer of peace was 40 years agro-economic plan. When he submitted it, Pharaoh knew this was the answer. He said, get anybody. Pharaoh said, anybody? Anybody? Did anybody bring me the answers? That means, oh God, it's a, you will display such wisdom in your industry, such wisdom that the kings of this world cannot resist. They can't keep you by the side. No, they can't. We're talking serious stuff here. Such wisdom. The kings of this world cannot resist it. When Joseph was done displaying that intelligence of God, packaged in an agroeconomic plan, the man knew that this is the man for the job. He said, Joseph, only in my throne will I be greater than you. And even in that, he wasn't. He said, by your word, he said, without your word, no man shall lift a finger. You can't lift your feet in this land without the words of Joseph. He says, by your words shall my people be governed. Is that not a king? The Bible says his word came. The word of the Lord tried. And God put him there to teach his senators wisdom. I said, the Joseph's arising. You know I'm talking to you. Somebody here, you know I'm talking to you. The Joseph's arising. And the Daniels are rising. Ay, 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 ay. Who are the Daniels? Those ones. Who is in power is not important. They are eternally relevant to governments. Daniel had an unusual political anointing upon him. Are you aware? He was with Nebuchadnezzar, he was with Belteshazzar, he was with Dairos, he was with Cyrus. They were dying and passing, he was there. No government came who did not pay attention to Daniel. I said, there are Daniels here. And they are rising from this place in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, this is what we're talking about, the necessity of wisdom. These two men I mentioned, their distinguishing factor was the wisdom of God. When Belteshazzar came, who was the son of Nebuchadnezzar? The son of Nebuchadnezzar came. When you read the story closely, it was as though nobody listened to Daniel. It was as though Daniel faded with his father, but he was faced. Somebody said, there is a man in your father's kingdom, when your father was king. In him was the spirit of the gods. Look for him, he will give you answers. Suddenly, Daniel showed up on the scene. You can't put us under.
No.
Oh, hallelujah. Wisdom. Wisdom. What put in my head? Wisdom. 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 Spiritual wisdom. Hallelujah. Wisdom. The necessity of wisdom. If you are going to be ahead in your generation, if you are going to lead in this generation, which is God's destiny for you, if you are going to walk in the prosperity that God intends you to walk in the wealth, listen, salary is maintenance money. It's not money, it's not the wealth. So you are planning salary, I work in oil company, or I work in this place, my salary is this. You are operating junior level. May your eyes be open in Jesus' name. What did I say salary is? Maintenance money. Maintenance. It's not money. And if I cannot even maintain some people. But see, if you're going to walk in that prosperity, wisdom is important. Wisdom is important. Wisdom is important. You see, one of the reasons Jesus came and died for you is so that you can access this wisdom. The Bible says this wisdom was hidden for ages and generations, but it's now made manifest to us. It was hidden from the princes of this world, but not hidden from us. It was hidden for us. Can I get an amen? That is, when a man came into Christ, he came into wisdom. What I'm doing is to open your eyes to what is available. Because you see, when you don't put value on a thing, it can't work. You can't draw value out of it. If somebody listen to me. Wisdom. Wisdom.
The reason for failure and frustration is the lack of wisdom. We are yet to see a man who walks in this wisdom and was broke, and was poor, and was irrelevant. It is not possible. Probably it was the wisdom of men or the wisdom of this world. When you get into the arena of divine wisdom, your estate must increase. Are you listening to me? It helps you add value to your work. You become valuable to your organization. You become valuable to your circle of friends. You become valuable. Are you following me? And when you're valuable, you are indispensable. You are always relevant. We just spoke about Daniel. Relevant in every dispensation. Why? Wisdom. So you want to be valuable? Listen, it's not everybody that can sack from a company. Are you aware? Are you aware? You know, believers make it look like, oh, everything is devil. It's devil. It's not true. There's a realm you operate and Satan is helpless. I say that again. There's a realm of wisdom. You operate and Satan is helpless. Even when Satan advises the people, sack you, and says, no, we can't sack him. We can't. If we sack him, this organization is gone. Why? Value added because of wisdom. Because of the operations of wisdom. We are yet to see a man or a woman, a young man or a lady who is full of wisdom and was despised. It's not possible. It's not possible. Have value for wisdom. Hallelujah. Have value for wisdom. Put that Proverbs 4:7 for me again. I'll jump. Go back to where we started. I'm sorry, continue from where we started. I mean, you know, I'm already in the service. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, do what? Get wisdom. And with all that getting, get understanding. Place value on wisdom. Place value on wisdom. Was I talking about the wisdom of this world? Then the wisdom of men in the first service. The wisdom of men, that was when we stopped. And we read that second, first Corinthians, right? Then we'll talk about the wisdom of God. So we'll continue with the wisdom of God. There's the wisdom of this world. There's the wisdom of men. Is based on the senses. They can't understand why heat as cataract increases. They can't understand. They can't understand why God will say, love your neighbor, do good to them that despitefully use you. They can't understand. But see, that is the wisdom of God. That is the wisdom of God. You know somebody doesn't like you, but you repay good for that evil. That is the wisdom of God. Can you see? It doesn't make sense. The natural man cannot relate with it. But that is the wisdom of God. It doesn't make sense to the man of the senses. But that is the wisdom of God. Man says, Abba, why do all this church? We will like pretending. When you are broke, say you are broke now. All this money cometh. All this money I have. Why are you talking like that? Don't condescend to their level. Hiya. Did you hear what I said? Mark my tenses, condescending. Do not condescend to their level. Listen, in this kingdom of God, we don't speak what we feel. We don't speak what we see. We don't even speak what people tell us. We give voice to the wisdom of God. Remember 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6, it says, but we speak wisdom among them that are mature. We speak wisdom. We give voice to the wisdom of God. He's talking about the wisdom of God. We speak wisdom. Wisdom. We speak wisdom. Oh, I'm shining brighter every day. You are speaking wisdom. My steps are always ordered of the Lord. My life is upward and forward. I'm a mountaintop dweller. You are speaking wisdom. Do you understand? In the name of Jesus Christ, I move forward every day. I'm making progress. Jehovah is my shepherd. I do not want. That work, I will get it. In the name of Jesus, I say, are you dreaming? And then you look for the corresponding scriptures. And you are speaking. You know what you're doing? You are speaking the wisdom of God. You are operating above the wisdom of men. The wisdom of men considers circumstances. When they're feeling headache, say, oh, I'm feeling headache. I'm having headache. Not even feel. I'm having headache. Ah, I have malaria. Doctor, there's this thing I've been having for 3 months now. I want you to check me. And they check. They say, ah, you have a petition. Say, God forbid. I reject it in Jesus' name. You are not serious. You are not serious. Why are you rejecting what you are taking possession of? You see, you have not learned to speak wisdom. You have not learned to speak wisdom. Ah, you came to the doctor to do what he's trained to do. And he did what he's saying to you. You are saying it's not your portion. You are, is it the doctor's fault? He's trained to see something. And you came to him, you told him you were having this thing. You were having it, now you are rejecting it. Are you seeing the confusion? Why? Many Christians are not taught how to speak wisdom. How to speak wisdom. In the arena of God's wisdom, we don't say we are broke. No, we don't. I never get broke. I can't remember the last time I said so. And it has nothing to do with what I have on the outside now or not. From back, way back in school, I couldn't say I was broke. How? I couldn't even tell my parents I was broke. I couldn't, because I found out from God's word that we speak the wisdom of God. We speak those things which the Spirit of God has revealed to us. We speak those things which are consistent with the word of God. That's what we speak. I learned that we walk by faith, not by sight. And faith has a language. Oh, am I in church this morning? Faith has a language. Do you know that? No, look at Jesus. He said, this sickness is done to death. About Lazarus. What happened? Lazarus died. When he was talking to his disciples, what did he say? Our friend Lazarus is dead, oh. Let's go and bury him, oh. What did he say? He says, our friend Lazarus sleeps. Let's go wake him up. Oh my goodness. You know what that expression? That's the wisdom of God talking. That is the wisdom of God talking. That the wisdom of God exalts the word of God. When wisdom is talking, you know by how much of the word of God is exalted. Is somebody following? You exalt the word of God in your conversation. That's the wisdom of God talking. I don't know what's happening. You know, the country is so hard. Things are everywhere I turn, it's just so hard. In 1 month, it just took customers apart. I don't even know what's happening. You remain there. You will remain there. No prayer and fasting can help you. If you don't put the wisdom of God on your lips, are you talking? Even this company, it's just people that know people, they are promoting. This organization, this place, is it? Besides, you are complaining. You are not making, in fact, you are making negative impact in the spirit. That will work against you. Is somebody following you? You put the wisdom of God in your mouth. You speak it forth. You speak it forth. You declare it. And then suddenly begin to see the answers and the results of that wisdom that you speak. The wisdom of God is superior wisdom. Put Ephesians 3 verse 10 up for me. No, from first have you started defining wisdom. You can get the materials to get the vision of wisdom, because I'm about to take it a little up. He said, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in the heavenly places might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Oh God Almighty. You know, I could preach this for a whole month. We could take this as a series for a whole month. This is the topic on its own. But there are two things I wanted to say there. You see, God wants to make known through us is manifold wisdom. Talk to me. Did he say that God will make known through Jesus Christ? Is that what he said? That God will make known through his angels? Is that what he said? That God will make known through who? By who? The church. Who is the church? Talk to me, Embassy of Heaven. Who is the church? Yeah, the ecclesia of God. We are the church of God. We are the called out ones of God. And God wants to make known to the principalities and powers. You know, principalities and powers is not only negative. They are positive principalities and powers. Angelic rankings. That's what I was talking about. So he's saying God wants to display his wisdom through us that will cause angels to marvel. They say, ah, what is this? Oh, somebody did not see that. Put the amplified of this vessel. Manifold wisdom of God. Manifold. Look at amplified. You see, the purpose is that through the church, the complicated, many-sided wisdom of God, in all its infinite verities and innumerable aspects, might now be made known to the angelic rulers and authorities, principalities and powers in the heavenly sphere. Oh my goodness. Through the church, through you, many-sided wisdom. So imagine what how your life be like when you wake up in the morning and say, in the name of Jesus, through my life, the complicated, many-sided, what's the other thing there? Wisdom of God in all its infinite variety and innumerable aspects is made known through my life. No, imagine saying that to yourself every day. You will stop acting foolishly. You will stop acting foolishly. You wake up in the morning and say, the many-sided wisdom of God, the complicated wisdom of God in all its verities, innumerable aspects, is made manifest through my life. In the name of Jesus, I have become the embodiment of God's wisdom. Every day I take steps of wisdom. You are talking to yourself, I take steps of wisdom. In the name of Jesus, my foolish days are over. Christ is my wisdom. You cannot talk like that and act foolish. You cannot talk like that and not know how to raise your children. It's not possible. He wants you to say it. Why? In this kingdom, your blessings are voice activated. They are picture sized and voice activated. Meaning you must see them and you must talk them. Did you hear what I say? I say that again. In this kingdom, everything you enjoy as a Christian, as a believer, which is endless. Let me tell you, God doesn't place a limit on how rich you should be. How many of you are aware of that? There's no limit to. You say, if God give me $2 billion, he has tried. Having beyond that, let's not stress this thing. I mean, can it be more than that? Are you sure it will not even scatter me? Yeah, scatter you. Then you have a problem. That's why God has kept you where you are now, so that you can learn. Has God scattered? How wealthy is God? Somebody got that. How wealthy is God? God ain't putting a limit on nobody. It's the size of your mind. Higher. That's why I told you, they are picture sized and voice activated. He said, the moment you can see it, I can give it to you. The first time Kenneth Copeland got a brand new aircraft and he sat in it, he heard God laughing. God was laughing and laughing and laughing. He said, Lord, why are you laughing? He was amazed. Maybe all his life he has been hearing God's voice, he has never heard God laugh. He said, God, why are you laughing? God said, you are the first of my children to believe in for a brand new private jet. And why was God laughing? God is saying, at least finally, we are stepping up. You know, but it's picture sized. Do you know up now there are people that don't believe that they can ride brand new cars? When you mention brand new cars, I say, you're not talking to me. Which brand new car? In this country, you're not talking to me. I'll never forget back in Mexico, one of my classmates. I said, I will be driving brand new cars. Yeah, and that's what, brand new cars? How? I better go, I said, I took him out of his boundaries. You know why? The Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Meaning, your heart sets the boundaries of your life. This is why you are here hearing God's word. This is why you should never joke with hearing God's word. Because as you hear the word of God, the boundaries of your mind are expanding. Can I get an amen? Amen. We're not wasting our time. No. You say, why do you go to church twice a week? Every time you don't hear God's word, you lose. Because the word of God has the ability to expand the boundaries of your mind. The word of God has the ability to expand the boundaries of your mind. And don't forget, God can only do based on the boundaries of the mind. Yes, sir. It's not what you put under the rain that the water will fill. Talk to me, somebody. Does it have anything to do with how mighty the rain is? The water you carry home depends on what? The container you put under the rain. True or false? Selah. This is why God has works on our minds. God doesn't set the limits. He does it. Of how rich you should be. How prosperous, how influential, how powerful, how anointed you should be. He doesn't set the limit. God is too rich. No, you read that. That is a complicated wisdom. Many-sided. In all his internal priorities. Innumerable aspects. You think the Bible is lying? Innumerable means what? Innumerable. Meaning this wisdom is many-sided. You can't count it. You can't count it. Meaning you can step into this thing and all of the presidents of the nations of the earth will be looking for it. Do you know it's possible? It's possible. God did not create you to pay bills and die. Say, I forbid. You live your life paying rent, paying school fees, paying rent, paying school fees, have small money to build one small house. I say God is faithful. Yes, God is faithful, but that's not the expression of his faithfulness. What about that prophecy that said we shall lend to nations? Who is he talking to? Who is he talking to? You know, we're talking about the wisdom of God now. Step into this wisdom. Step in. Stop. Oh, glory to God. Don't think Gary and Granot. But let me tell you something. You know why you have to take this teaching seriously? You know, I was talking to a young man recently. I said, you have to be inside God, though. If not, go and look for one cult to join. You can't rise. And I know I'm talking to someone right now. Why not put your whole life into this God? When you go and join, you know, you don't need to join. If you don't, I'm talking about those that want to do big things. I say all these big things you're talking about, and you're not serious with church, you're not serious with God. That means you have go to, you know, low cultures, not those ones that kill themselves. Drinking blood and selling your soul to Satan. And I say, you know, at that, you sell your soul to Satan. And that's a bad business. Bad business. Because Satan can never give you anything worth your soul. Are you aware? And why should you sell yourself for what you already have in Christ? And you say, but Christianity is hard. It's a lie. They lie to you in Sunday school. Christianity is not hard. Is somebody following? Enjoy God's best. Enter into Him completely. Don't play. Let me continue with that talk. It means what I'm saying is when you are not fully inside, you are digging into God's word, you are serving Him, you cannot have that outcome. You remain average. This is why there are many average Christians. Enter inside God. Be passionate about God, about Jesus, about His work, about His house, about His gospel. The Bible says the Lord gave a word. Great was the company of those that published it. He told you how to be great already. You look for His word and publish it. You look for where His word has been given. In Glorious Zone International Ministry, God has given a word. This is why we are here. Why not come? Let's publish this word. You know, in the morning yesterday, I think firstly this number is one of those numbers for TV ministry. Somebody sent a message. I was so blessed. So this, sir. Sir, thank you so much for coming on air and all that. You know, thousands of people watch us on television and through the internet. Praise God. There was a pastor from another ministry that sent you a message, right? About the TV ministry. What are we doing? We are publishing the word. We are publishing the word. Be a part of it. Put yourself in. No, you know I'm saying this. As a person, you should know that, look, this is the way I'm going to get to where I need to go to. Do you understand? This is how. And then what do? You put yourself inside. Do you follow me? Do you feel me? I learned it long ago. I didn't plan to be a preacher. I was just loving God. God said, I've called you to preach. But what I'm saying, even if I wasn't a pastor, my Christianity would have been hot. Are you listening? God has everything you want, so why not put your whole life inside? Put your whole life in it. Hallelujah. Serving, loving, representing. We're talking about the wisdom of God. Walking in divine wisdom. Oh God Almighty. Walking in divine wisdom. Let us read. My time is almost up. Proverbs chapter 8. Another verse of wisdom. We'll just come through some verses and look at the excellency of wisdom. We'll continue next week. We'll look at the excellency of wisdom. Are you learning something? He said, "Doth not wisdom cry?" Wisdom is crying. You are here this morning. Wisdom is crying to you. He said, "An understanding put forth a voice." Wisdom is crying to you. Will you hear the voice of wisdom? Like what I just shared with you, that I told a young man, that's wisdom crying. Young man, be serious with God. Be serious with church. Be serious with the things of God. Say, no, there's God, there's church. It's not true. There's a way God operates, is how his walk on the earth is through his church. Are you aware? No, so you can be serious with God without being serious with church. It's a lie. It's a lie. People say those stories. That's the fastest way to backslide. Why? Christianity was not designed to be lived in isolation. You must have a spiritual community you're a part of. And it is first spiritual before it is physical. Did you hear what I said? You must understand the concept of spiritual community. So you know that this is my church. This is where I am. I may be too busy. I may not be an usher. But everybody in church will know that I'm a part of this work. My money will show. When I have time, I volunteer in so place. Do you understand? Not just visiting church. Spiritual growth is impossible in isolation. I will blow your mind in this series. I'll teach you the concept of corporation building. How the developed countries came about. Why they took the lead. The things they understood. Can you remember what happened in Genesis 11? How that people came together. The Bible says now one. The people is one. And a spiritual community. Let me not get into all that. Does not wisdom cry? And understanding put forth her voice. Next verse. She standeth in the top of high places. By the way, in the places of the power. You notice that God gives a feminine expression to wisdom. How many of you noticed that? She cried at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. So wisdom, you are here in second service, wisdom is shouting. Next verse. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. Next verse. O ye simple, understand wisdom. And ye fools, be ye of understanding how. This is wisdom talking. Next verse. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things. Oh, how many of you have been listening to the excellent things we've been talking about? That is a voice of wisdom. Do you know that the word of God is the voice of wisdom? Stop here. That's verse 6, right? Go to Luke chapter 11, verse 49. Let me show you something. Very quickly, we have to see that scripture in this second service before we close. The word of God is wisdom. The word of God is wisdom unveiled. The word of God. That's what I'm sharing. That's wisdom talking. Look at this. Therefore also saith the wisdom of God. This is Jesus talking. Therefore also saith the wisdom of God. And what did he quote? Scripture. He quoted Matthew 23:34, I believe. He said, I will send them prophets and apostles. And some of them they shall slay and persecute. You know he's quoting scriptures. But before he quoted the scripture, watch me everyone. Watch this. He says, this is what the wisdom of God said. So what does it say? The word of God is the wisdom of God. Did somebody get that? 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 17. Very quickly. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 17. The word of God is the wisdom of God. 2 Timothy, look at this.
thoroughly furnished unto good works.
Mm-hmm.
No, verse 7, I believe. Put verse 7 on for me. Let me see.
And let it. No. Let me check it out myself. Thank you, Jesus. I say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Murabasa shatakapaya. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. He says, for the scriptures are able to make thee wise unto salvation. Where's that? Verse 15, right? Yeah, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. That's 15. Which are able to make thee wise. Can you see that? What is able to make thee wise? The Holy Scriptures. The Word of God. He says they are able to make you wise unto salvation. Unto soteria. Soteria is the compound word, remember. It means they are able to make you wise unto healing. The Word of God is able to make you wise unto soundness. The Word of God is able to make you wise unto prosperity and welfare. Are you following me? So every time you spend listening to the Word of God, it's time spent fellowshipping with wisdom. Aye. Every time you spend, maybe you get a message, audio, a message port, audio port outside where they give out free messages. Every investment of time you spend listening to the Word of God is time spent mingling with divine wisdom. Time spent hearing the voice of wisdom. Go back to Proverbs 8 now. We stop at verse 6. We're looking at the X. It says, unto men, O ye are called. Hear, for I'll speak excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. Next verse. For my mouth shall speak truth. And wickedness is an abomination to my lips. You can see. We are looking at wisdom now. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There's nothing froward or perverse in them. Next verse. They are all plain to him that understandeth. And right to them that find knowledge. Next verse. Receive my instruction and not silver. But people are looking for money and not have time for the Word of God. Can you see? They are not working. You are not working in wisdom. When you put silver above wisdom, that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. Listen, do you know your primary job is to work to be? Your primary work as a person. You work on being, not on having. Because with who you are, you can have. I am. If you catch this, you build me a house 5 years from now. 10 years from now, you say, Pastor, thank you. Your job is being. Any work that you do that doesn't allow you invest in your personality is going to destroy your future. The salary may be big. You know, I was talking to a young man yesterday. I told me about how he chose a job. A job in jobs that pays less than one in Abuja that pays more. So that he can do some things. You know, I was talking about the opportunity for development. For research, development, and education and all that in the world he got here. And I said, that's wisdom. That's wisdom. But some just look at the money. And he gave a story of a professor I know very well in this city. That in the 80s, he was working. He got a job. This is very interesting. He got a job in a hospital. In a private hospital in Abuja. They were paying him 500 naira. And that was a lot of money then. Amen. A job in us. With the university. They were going to pay him less than that. And he was leaving. The owner of the hospital said, no, don't leave. I'll double your salary to 1,000 every month. He said, no, I have to leave. Even though they were paying less than 500. He said, but I have to leave. And to come to Jos. Because it will give me a time and space and the platform to develop myself. Is somebody following me? Fast forward, maybe 25 years, 30 years later. That hospital has closed up. If he was there, he would have closed up with the hospital. He just had a first degree there. Now he's a professor here. Wait, I won't go into details of how much money he makes every month. Are you following me? That's wisdom. He says, prefer me over silver. Receive my instruction and not silver. And knowledge rather than choice gold. As a young man, if your car is more expensive than your library, you are foolish. You are foolish. Or you have a car, you don't have a library, you are foolish. You think you are feeling like a fine boy, fine girl, now time will tell. Let me tell you, look, if you have been around this town for long, there are people that had a lot of money who did not have it anymore. Are you aware? Ask questions. And stop living foolishly. There are people who were government contractors, have properties, have buildings, they are begging for money to pay their children's school fees and they invest in them. Are you following me? Why? They did not hear the cry of wisdom. They did not hear the cry of wisdom. They did not hear the cry of wisdom. When you begin to play with the word of God, you think it's about coming to church, it's about listening. We are talking about conditioning your spirits for the years to come. That's what we're talking about, conditioning your spirits. Why? There's a mindset required. In the first service, I talked about the necessity of wisdom. It's non-negotiable. You want to take the lead, it's non-negotiable. Next verse. He said, for wisdom, He says, for wisdom is better than rubies. You know what rubies is? Precious. It was one of the most precious substances in those days. He said, for wisdom is better than rubies. And all the things that may be desired are not to be compared with it. Is somebody following me? Next verse. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. I told you, prudence is what? Who remembers? Discretion, yeah. Intelligence with discretion. Ethical intuitions. I, wisdom. Prudence. Prudence must increase your essence. You know, I'm holding back there. Next, we are going to dissect wisdom. Of the three kinds of wisdom. We'll talk about what we call theoretical wisdom. The knowledge of eternal things. We'll talk about phronesis. We call it the practical wisdom of the things in time. And I will talk about phronesis, the wisdom of civilization, which is the marriage between Sophia and phronesis. You need to be around next Sunday. You can't miss that. Why do we call civilized nations? Why will a barbarian? When we talk about civilization, is beyond courage. It is intelligent courage. A barbarian is coming with arrow and bow. He has body build. Somebody has a gun. And he said, I'm going to bring you guys running. The guy with gun is not big. Maybe he's not even skillful in shooting. But because of superiority of intelligence, phronesis, he points the gun, he kills the bigger man, who is more courageous, who has an arrow and a bow. Oh, somebody did not hear me. Did you get that? Glory to God. You need to be equipped with this knowledge. You see, as we move as a church, I want us to move together because we are moving. Shortly, we'll be everywhere. People will be looking for us from all over the nations. I'm teaching this so that we can go together. I've gone beyond this place. Put it up. I wisdom dwell with prudence. I find out knowledge of witty inventions. That means wisdom is creative intelligence. Creative intelligence. Oh God Almighty. Creative intelligence. Next verse. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogance, and the evil way and the fraud mouth do I hate. Next verse. I want you to run. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. He says, wisdom says I have. I have. That means when you have wisdom, you have understanding. He says, I am understanding. Next verse. By me, kings reign. Oh God. If I rest my case here, so he says, I want to be a politician. I know God has come to be a politician, to be a CEO. The Bible says it's by wisdom men reign. By wisdom, kings reign. That means wisdom is not optional. If not, I'll show you a scripture next week. Why Africans are backward. Why African nations are nowhere to be found in the Committee of Nations.
He said, by me kings reign and princes decree justice. Next verse. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. Next verse. I love them that love me, and those who seek me early shall find me. You are young. You are, most of you are under 40s. Those that are above 40 are not so many. You seek him early. Look at this. Riches and honor are with me. What else do you want? He said, riches and honor are with me. Yay! Durable riches and righteousness. You are covered. You are covered. Durable riches. You know, he has to qualify it. Not the world that here today is no more tomorrow. No. You are a big boy today. Tomorrow you are looking for money to fuel your car. No. Durable riches, he now added something to clear your mind. Righteousness. That means you can be rich and righteous. Whoa! Let's stop here. Rise to your feet. Kai. My God. Oh boy. I am made for life. No, looking through the scriptures, what do you think? Do you think you ever be broke, small, poor, stupid, foolish anymore? Say, I'm made for life. Because this wisdom is at work within me. Lift your hands toward heaven and speak in tongues.
We believe the word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.